morning, friends. Good morning. We have so much to be thankful for in this community. After being away last week, it is so nice to be back again with you this morning. Many thanks to Jeff and Daisy, to Sharon, Tracy, Lauren and Donna, Amanda, and of course, to Marty, for all that you did to create a beautiful worship service last week while we were gone. We are so grateful. We have some special guests with us this morning. You may remember them. They might be vaguely familiar sitting over there. It is such a pleasure to welcome our predecessors, Dale and Christy Dowdy, back with us in worship this morning. Christy and Dale pastored faithfully here at Stone Church for nearly two decades, raising their three young boys in this church family. They live in Virginia now, but we are so excited to have them back visiting with us this morning. We're glad all of you are here with us. Whether this is your first Sunday or your thousandth Sunday, please take a moment to let us know that you're here, either by filling out the attendance form in the green welcome pad at the end of your row, by clicking on the chat link over Zoom, or by following the QR code in your bulletin. We are glad that you're here. And as always, take a moment to fill out the prayer cards in the row alongside you, or you can type your prayer requests into the chat thread over Zoom. The children will collect them later in the service. You know, we have a whole team of folks at this church that commits to praying every single day for the people of this community. They pray for the prayer concerns in the Friday Flash, of course, and for other concerns that are shared through a more confidential email list. We have come to discover that it is a tremendous way to feel connected to the Stone Church family and to make sure folks know that their concerns matter to their siblings in faith. If you're interested in being a part of this team, please reach out to Marty. He organizes the group and would be glad to add you in. You can see him here after the service, or his info is in the Friday Flash. This year's Alternative Christmas Gifts Bazaar is coming fast. Darlene is very excited. Be sure to mark your calendars for Saturday, December 2nd. I'm very excited. Be sure to mark your calendars for Saturday, December 2nd. If you've never been a part of it before, the ACGB is a wonderful way to get into the spirit of the season by purchasing gifts that do a lot of good, not just here in our community, but around the world. Then on December 3rd, in 2 weeks, after worship, we'll have our fall congregational forum. Please plan to join us. We'll vote on the slate of church leaders, reflect on the church's finances, look back at the year gone by, and look ahead to the future of our church. All members of the church, longtime and new, are able to vote, but everyone is welcome to be a part of the conversation. In preparation for their report, the finance team wants you to know it is not too late to turn in your pledges. If you haven't gotten around to it yet, you can still pick up a form in the back and drop it in the box, follow the link in the Friday Flash, or just call the office to make a pledge as we plan for next year. Next week, next Sunday, right here, we have a special service in store for you. Next week is Christ the King Sunday, the last week in the Christian year before we start all over again with Advent in December. And so, in honor of the end of the year, we're going to tell the end of the story, the entire book of Revelation in a single worship service. It's going to be awesome. We have been working on it for a while now. I think it's going to be amazing. Please plan to join us. We will also have special guests with us. Paying Church, the predominantly African-American congregation in town, is planning to join us for this special event. And we will be sharing bread and cup communion together as part of our time together. You won't want to miss out. This afternoon, churches from around the community are gathering at 3 o'clock for the Forum of Churches Community Thanksgiving Service out at the Oasis of Love Church over by Southside Elementary School. Our own Will Robbins, Pam Grugan's son-in-law, will be offering the message. You're invited to come and be thankful together with brothers and sisters from across the community. Again, that's this afternoon at 3 o'clock. And you don't even have to go out for lunch. Right after worship today, right here in the fellowship hall downstairs, we've got lunch for you as part of our 21st Century Faith Experts Among Us series. From time to time, as a part of this non-consecutive series, we're exploring a scripture in worship, asking especially how we understand it differently in light of the realities of our 21st century. Then, this morning, we're reading Psalm 8 and reflecting on the question of what it means to be human. Then, after worship, one of our own experts, Ryan Wetzel, is going to be leading a conversation about artificial intelligence, one of the recent developments in our world that pushes the boundaries of that question. What do we do with computers that are able to do more and more of the things that we used to think of as uniquely human? How does this change our life together? How do we understand them and ourselves? Should be fascinating. Plan to stick around after the service for some food and fellowship together. That's all still to come. So sit back, settle in, and allow the music of the prelude to center you as we continue in worship this morning. In your bulletin each week, they come from the denominational printing group, and there is always a picture on the front, and then words, a reflection or a call to worship on the back. We're going to read the call to worship together that's on the back. Would you please rise as you were able? And you might notice who wrote it. It was written by Reverend Cindy LaPrade Latimer from Huntingdon, Pennsylvania. Come, family of faith, give thanks.
For God is our dwelling place, our home.
When we are afraid or troubled,
when we are joyful or excited,
God unlocks the door and welcomes us in.
This is a home of safety and security, of comfort and familiarity.
This is also a home of growth and new life, of challenge and change.
Here we can be who we are
and continually seek out who we might become.
Come, family of faith, give thanks.
For God has been,
God is,
God will always be our home.
Scripture reading is Psalm 8. O Lord, our Solomon, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and infants, you founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are humans that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Solomon, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
As our children make their way forward, if you have a prayer card, go ahead and hold it up. Or if you have a donation for the food bank, they will also collect those. Anything up? I'm sorry, buddy. Do you want to sit next to me? Oh,
Do you want to sit next to me for the story then?
Okay.
Thank you, Sally.
Whoa, this.
I know.
This is so cute.
Thank you. Here. Hand that to Pastor Ben. Do you want to, Zach? Ezra, can you scooch a little bit? I'm going to sit right here. Good morning, my friends. Thanks, Zach. Good morning. It's good to see you. I have a book for us to read together. And often we read books together and we don't really talk about them afterward. And we're not today. We're just going to enjoy it. But as you listen, I want you to wonder with me a little bit about the ways we treat animals and nature and the world around us. Go ahead, Zach. What's
that? I have a different book, and Freud is so hilarious. He falls like almost everything up into the tree, and then at the end he gets his kite back, and the. In the real end?
He
forgets about all the stuff he threw in the tree.
Oh my goodness. He threw a whale in the tree. Well, I hope that this book is that good. But so as we read it, think about the ways we treat animals and nature and the world around us. Does it work well for everyone when we try to? Yeah. You're on to me, Everett. Yep, you're on to it. Sometimes, sometimes when we are trying to be in control, it's not always great for the animals. Yeah, Sally.
Okay, so only 1% of all the animals that have ever existed is alive today. 99%
wow.
Is extinct.
Wow. Well, let's... You guys are onto it. You've already figured out what I want us to be thinking about. So let's see what happens to Wilbur in This Moose Belongs to Me by Oliver Jeffers. Do you guys want to come up here so you can see?
Does he throw the moose into a tree?
I don't think he's going to throw the moose into a tree, but we can keep reading to
that
see.
Was it.
Wilfred owned a moose. He hadn't always owned a moose. The moose came to him a while ago, and he just knew that it was meant to be his. I'm going to keep reading, okay, Zach? He thought he would call him Marcel. He began following Marcel, explaining the rules of how to be a good pet. Much of the time, it seemed as though the moose wasn't listening. But Wilfred knew he was, mostly because he followed rule number 4 very well, not making too much noise while Wilfred plays his record collection. Sometimes the moose wasn't a very good pet. He generally ignored rule number 7, going whichever way Wilfred wants to go. The moose had a very good sense of direction, and Wilfred did not. And because the moose was particularly poor on Rule 7, subsection B, maintaining a certain proximity to home, Wilfred quickly learned to bring some string along on their outings so he could find his way back again. Sometimes the moose was an excellent pet. He had no trouble with Rule number 11, providing shelter from the rain. Look at him. Or Rule 16, knocking down things that are out of Wilfred's reach. One day, as Wilfred discussed their plans for the coming year on a particularly long walk, he made a terrible discovery. Look at his plans. They're in a barrel at Niagara Falls. How do you think that's going to go?
Not good.
So the discovery. Someone else thought she owned the moose. Rodrigo, you're back! Wilfred was dumbstruck. This moose was Marcel, not Rodrigo. The old lady was mistaken, and Wilfred thought it only proper that he correct her. This moose belongs to me, he explained. And to prove it, he called Marcel, "Heel." But the moose did not respond. He seemed more interested in the old lady. "Oh, good, Rodrigo. Is he interested in the lady or the apple? What do you think?"
Yeah.
"Fine." Embarrassed and enraged, Wilfred rushed off for home. But in his haste and miles from anywhere, he tripped over his string and got tangled up. Look at that face. And there he lay. Wilfred was beginning to get a little bit worried. It was getting late, and the monsters would be out soon. He had just ruled out the last of his options. Look at his options. A penguin, you think? I don't know. When along came the moose and performed rule number 73 brilliantly, rescuing your owner from perilous situations. All was forgiven, and perhaps, Wilfred admitted, he'd never really owned the moose anyway. With that in mind, he and the moose reached a compromise. The moose would agree to all of Wilfred's rules whenever it suited him. "Dominic, you're back, and you brought me an apple." Okay, friends, let's pray together. You can repeat after me. Dear God, help us care for creation and each other. Amen. Oh, that's right.
Good morning. Please rise in body or spirit and join me in reading Nan Merrill's poetic interpretation of Psalm 8. O God, my beloved, how powerful is your name in all the earth. You, whose glory is sung in heaven by the angels and saints, who with the innocence and spontaneity of a child confound those who are mighty and proud. You comfort the unloving and fearful. When I look up in the heavens at the work of love's creation, at the infinite variety of your plan, who am I that you rejoice in me? Who are we that you delight in us? You have made us in your image. You fill us with your love. You have made us co-creators of the earth. We are guardians of the planet, to care for all your creatures, to tend the land, the sea, and the air we breathe. All that you have made, you have placed in our hands. O God, my beloved, how powerful is your name in all the earth.
Stretch the spangled curtains in red.
Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, we are so small. We feel our vulnerability in the midst of the powers of this world. We feel our frailty in our own bodies. We pray for Jeff, whose grandmother passed away last weekend, for Becca and her family as they gathered yesterday to remember and celebrate the life of her mother, Val. Walk alongside all those loved ones and members of our community who are living with cancer.